What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number, it's hour number three already. How time flies. We're talking with James in Atlanta, and we're talking about Howard Hughes. And for those of you, I mean, most people have heard the name Howard Hughes. There was that movie portrayal of him by Leonardo DiCaprio, which was a little bit less than accurate. There have been a number of good books about his life. There have been a number of outright frauds. Everybody's trying to make money off this guy. But basically, he was born into money. His family had a machine tool business. And Hughes Tool and Die was the company that first came up with the drill bit with the rolling wheels at the end of it that would break through the rock without wearing out the drill. And they made a fortune with that. That was the cash cow. And Howard himself, when he inherited the fortune, he took it on over and he got into aviation and built some amazing aircraft, set some amazing flight records. The Spruce Goose used to be in Long Beach, California. Now it's at an aviation museum somewhere in Northern California. I did get to see it and sit inside it when it was in Long Beach. Now they use that dome as a movie set. After he got done with the aviation, he got into movies. And he produced a lot of movies, originally about famous dogfights and air battles and stuff. And he lived the high life. And then he became a recluse. Unfortunately, he had injured his back during a crash of one of his planes, and he got hooked on the painkillers, and they began to take a toll on him.
Was that prescription medication, or does anybody know what he was actually consuming?
I was just, as far as I know, it was just codeine, and it caused all kinds of other complications. But it was at that point that he basically moved out to Las Vegas to that penthouse on one of his hotels and just stayed there until he died.
Well, he spent some time in the Bahamas for some reason, but he was also a big landowner in Hawaii and Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah, he owned land all over the place. In the Bahamas, he actually had a home made out of the fuselage of an aircraft. And the wings were gone and everything, but it looked like it was an aircraft. But you go on board, and it was basically set up to be Howard Hughes' home away from home.
Well, maybe his mental condition is kind of like some of these football players. Maybe his brain just got damaged in the airplane accident, so that's how they portrayed in the movie.
Well, I know, but that really isn't accurate because there was nothing wrong with him mentally. He just got older and older and more infirm, but the medications that he were on really messed him up. What he injured in the plane crash was his back.
Okay. All right, Mike. Thanks, and have a great day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Getting on back to the world of computers, apparently their bug tracking database was hacked in 2013, and Microsoft kept that a secret. And we're starting to see this pattern where all of these companies are trying to hide the fact that they've been breached because it looks bad to the public. It opens the way for possible civil litigation. And in general, it's creating a public climate against that idea of shared information in the cloud. We want our information at home under our own control on a little portable flash drive, a little shirt pocket hard drive. I have one around here somewhere I was going to use as an illustration. We want our data under our control because of all these breaches. So according to five former employees of Microsoft, interviewed separately by Reuters, the breached database had been poorly protected with access possible via little more than a password. Now, here's the issue. Why would somebody want to hack into a bug tracking database? Doesn't really sound like it's all that profitable thing to do. My guess is going to be that hackers wanted to read the bug reports to look for possible deficiencies and weaknesses they could exploit. Let's grab another phone call here from Don in Iowa. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Howard Hughes was an interesting person. People, like the, your caller was saying, youngsters nowadays probably don't realize what a he was such a multifaceted human being, especially there at the end when he was, that guys were coming out of the desert saying, yeah, I got his will. They wanted to know what happened to his will. But there was a song was written by John Harper with something like this. Let me sing you a song about Vegas town and poor old Howard Hughes. Locked up there in his hotel suite just trying to find his shoes. He's got a hell of a lot to lose. Poor old Howard Hughes and all his blues. It's a pretty good song. But yeah, he was...
Well, you know, a lot of that time when he was locked up, well, he wasn't locked up. He could leave at any time he want. And apparently there was that one time when he did go walkabout and met... that driver, or I think that this story turned out to be false. But Hughes actually did a lot of work for the CIA. It was Howard Hughes who designed that Glomar Explorer that went down and grabbed those pieces of a wrecked Russian submarine off the floor of the Pacific.
Right. He was a multifaceted human being. He had the, like you said, the airplanes, the tools, a family fortune. And he had everything going for him. He had all the Hollywood starlets he wanted. He was handsome also and rich. And then he just kind of lost his marbles pretty much. He got
doped up on pain meds and he got old. And that happens to all of us. I mean,
we don't all get.
I'm not the whiz I was in my 30s. I know that for sure.
Right, but we don't lock ourselves up into a hotel room with a bunch of Mormons taking care of us and grow our fingernails three feet long and all this kind of stuff.
But, I'm locked up in this room here in Hawaii with the lovely Lady Claire.
Well, you got a maid then. Okay. I'll
make... No, absolutely not. She'd be very unhappy to hear that. Anyway, Dom, we're going to let you go. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And we're going to go right back to the phones to James in Ohio. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I was looking on the politically incorrect board on 4chan, and they had a thread about 25 suspicious facets of Jesus Campos Ellen interview. And some of the points are kind of iffy, but a lot of them are good. Like, first of all, why is he appearing on a daytime talk show rather than CNN or a serious, supposedly serious journalistic venue? His body language was hunched over. She brought out a laser pointer and had a big screen with, you know, schematic or whatever of what happened. So apparently she's never done anything like that before. It said all her questions were leading, like she knew better what happened than he did. And he had some kind of a handler there. And my favorite, though, is 200 shots fired.
I don't think that was a handler. I think that was the building engineer. That was my understanding.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It does say something about an engineer, in fact. But my favorite is 200 shots fired at him in close range down a narrow hallway. He is trapped in for 15 minutes. He is grazed once in the leg by a guy who had the drop on him and who then hit 500 or so people from 500 yards away.
Well, yeah, the story doesn't pass muster. I think the idea about bullets sprayed down the hallway, first of all the initial photos that were allowed out, of the outside of the room, you're not seeing a lot of bullet holes. I think that is to try and cover the story about why, if this supposed security guard was shot by the supposed shooter so far ahead of the main event, if you will, why wasn't hotel security notified? So I think this is an embellishment to say, well, this Jesus Campos just had to keep his head down. He was being shot at. He couldn't get a message out, couldn't make a phone call. Yet, again, if you look at the floor plan of the hotel, there are, you know, ways that you can get on, like over at the elevators, so forth and so on, where you can be out of sight of those end hotel rooms. So it, it, again, as far as Las Vegas is concerned, the safe assumption is it's another false flag by the gun grabbers. It's gone horribly wrong, and they're trying to just clean up the mess and say this is the official story. And at this point, they seem to understand nobody's going to believe the official story anyway.
Well, I haven't really peered at the information in detail, but to me, it appears like a false flag that had real killings. You know, I'm not sure.
That may have been the case because of what happened at Sandy Hook, where everybody said, well, we can't confirm there were any dead bodies. So in an attempt to make this false flag look a little more real, yeah, they probably would have shot some people.
Yeah, yeah. All right, that's all I got for you. Keep up the good work.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Getting on back to the computer news, malware has now become a business in and of itself. And apparently, hackers are selling ready-made ATM malware on an underground hacking forum that anybody can buy for around $5,000, which will allow you to basically hack into an ATM and force them to spill out all the cash they have. And you can buy it. You don't even have to be a hacker yourself. It's ridiculous how out of control this stuff really is. And the government doesn't seem all that concerned. As long as they can continue to spy on you, well, we'll just deal with the other stuff. Okay, now then. Microsoft is facing criticism from yet another European nation for how much data Microsoft is extracting on computers running Windows 10. This time it's privacy authorities in the Netherlands who are calling out Redmond for its hog-wild harvesting of data from machines that run Windows 10 Home and Pro. The Dutch Data Protection Authority said on Friday it will impose sanctions on Microsoft should the American tech giant fail to make changes to its software. A particular concern to the agency is the way Windows 10 collects and transmits user telemetry data and the way it gets user consent to slurp their goodies. Essentially, we're told the operating system does not make it clear what information is beamed back to headquarters and why, and the Dutch want this clarified and made obvious to the computer users. Would make sense to me. Now, over in Britain, intelligence agencies are fingering Iran for a brute force attack on the UK.gov email accounts. This is an unpublished assessment by British intelligence obtained by the Times, pointing the finger of blame at Iran. Well, first of all, we all know it is, in fact, in the current state of the internet, impossible to identify a hacker because they're going to route their hack through multiple machines on multiple countries. You only have the IP of the last machine in the change to tell you where the attack came from. So this is more of this Iran bashing that we're seeing. Remember when they blamed North Korea for the Sony hack and it turned out it was actually an internal leak? Remember when they were bashing Russia over the DNC emails and that turned out to be an internal leak? Now, do you remember FinSpy? This was this surveillance malware. It's back. It's an infecting high-profile targets using a new Adobe Flash zero-day exploit delivered through Microsoft Office documents. Security researchers from Kaspersky Labs have discovered a new zero-day remote code execution vulnerability in Adobe Flash, which is being actively exploited in the wild by a group of advanced persistent threat actors known as Black Oasis. The critical type confusion vulnerability could lead to code execution and affects Flash Player 21.0.0.226 for major operating systems including Windows, Macintosh, Linux, and Chrome operating system. Now, Kaspersky Lab reported the vulnerability to Adobe, and the company has addressed the vulnerability with the release of Adobe Flash Player versions 27.0.0159 and 27.0.0130. So if you're still using Flash You need to get that updated. Now, here is another story. This is out of the Daily Mail in Great Britain. Almost all home routers are at risk of being hacked. And this is another report on this massive flaw in Wi-Fi protection that lets cyber criminals break in and spy on you. And basically, it's that WPA2 security. And it's been cracked. And that means cyber criminals within physical range of any WPA2 protected wireless router, which includes almost all home users, can spy on your every move online. I remember when they made the big push saying you've got to move from WEP to WPA2. WPA2 is much more secure. Nope. Hackers exploiting this move could get access from your smart devices, including baby monitors and internet connected security cameras. So it's just wild out there. And we've seen these suspicious people walking back and forth in front of our home. We don't recognize them. They always have a backpack. And there's always a record left in our security system. They're trying to break in. Good luck on that one. Now, apparently, getting on back to this idea that you can now buy this malware on the dark web that will allow you to empty ATMs at will. There's another one where apparently there's this technology from the dark web that allows thieves to make off with a 50,000-pound BMW. And apparently it's a way of spoofing the electronic keying system. I think we need to go back to those good old-fashioned pin tumbler keys. The fancier and fancier they make these electronic locks, the easier they are to break them. All you need is a device that can hear the key fob and play back that same series of sounds on that same frequency. So you're just waiting there. Somebody comes up in a nice car, and they get on out of the car. They hit the little button to lock the car. You've got everything that you need to get back in. Here's an interesting story. This is out of Zero Hedge. Apparently, over in China, they have made so many advances in robotics, they now have literally robot lawyers. Now, these robot lawyers are there for advice and direction. They're not in the courtrooms themselves, but they're outside where people are preparing their cases. And basically, the robot is called Xia Ofa. And it answers to over 40,000 litigation questions and 30,000 legal issues. And a member also posted a story at whatreallyhappened.com about how there's actually now been a test battle, a giant robot battle. You know, it's the thing of science fiction and movies. They actually had one between Americans and Japanese, and the Japanese won one and the American won one. And it certainly looks like an interesting area of development. Getting on back to the computers here, to nobody's surprise, the iPhone 7 is outselling the iPhone 8. And the reason is very simple. Experts are saying that for the increase in price to go to an iPhone 8, there's a lack of significant enhancements. I mean, I remember when smartphones first came on out, and there was a lot of room for new things to be in them. Now, they've thought of everything. They've thought of all the apps. So the big push for the iPhone X is the facial scanning, which broke down on its first live demo. And people aren't going to buy the newest iPhone just because it's the newest iPhone. Our economy can't support that anymore. Those good old days are gone. They're not coming back anytime soon. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting in a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're still talking about computers. And rather interesting insight coming out of an article over at the Daily Mail in Great Britain, where engineers working on AI are saying that they're not infallible. In fact, the more they mimic the processes of the human mind, the more they can make the same kind of bad decisions and choices that humans do, and that these digital brains are as error-prone as human beings. And they're saying that basically something needs to be done about it now, or we're going to have a really toxic future. I mean, if you look at how terrible life is under the current state of the art in software in this country, and then imagine that much of your government and business is being taken over by artificial intelligence computers with that same low quality of writing and debugging, you're going to have major, major issues. Now, also in the Daily Mail is another interesting article. Apparently, Google's AI machine, its learning AI, has been able to replicate itself for the first time. And that is a major step. where an AI system which has learned is able to create a copy of itself with the acquired knowledge on a whole new hardware platform. And basically it's called AutoML. It's been running since May. And it's an AI designed to help the firm create other AIs. And so now they literally have them evolving, self-learning, and breeding. And these machines can learn without human input. And when you couple that with the previous story about digital brains being just as error-prone as human minds, you could see where there are some possibilities, some things could get a little bit wacky and out of control here. All right, getting on in here to the news. As you know, there's a big stink going on right now over Donald Trump, who apparently he was riding in a car with the widow of an Army Sergeant LaDavid T, who was killed in the line of duty in Niger, in fact. And supposedly, Trump made an insensitive comment saying, I guess I knew what he signed up for, but I guess it still hurts. Interestingly enough, though, she says she didn't hear the entire conversation. And this was seized on by Democrats in Congress to once again attack Donald Trump. And apparently Donald Trump does have a copy of what the conversation was from his end, and it supports his version of the story, saying that this Democrat congresswoman just fabricated this claim to go to the media. Oh, Donald Trump, bad Donald Trump, pay no attention to Hillary and the Uranium One deal. I mean, that's such old news. I mean, anybody who's even looking at that, you must be working for the Russians. Actually, somebody has already noticed. Fox News is going on with the story. Sean Hannity covered it. We're covering it here in the independent media. We've been covering it for months. But apparently, there is nothing about this Uranium One corruption investigation on BBC, NBC, ABC, CBS, Reuters, or CNN. The corporate media has gone into full Orwell 1984, and that's why they're losing their audience. And they should. So we are coming back up to another commercial. And once again, our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Sam is in our control room. And apparently, they're still trying to find out, is the Department of Justice really investigating that $145 million Russian payment to Hillary Clinton? Sessions won't confirm it, wouldn't confirm it in his testimony today. But it may be happening. We need to scream for it to happen. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge.
and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we go to the phone lines here, a very alarming development. Iran's military chief has warned Israel against violating Syrian airspace in the wake of this week's attack by Israel's Air Force on an anti-aircraft battery in Syria. And, of course, this also links back to this still unconfirmed rumor that the Syrians actually shot down an Israeli F-35 using a Soviet-era S-200 anti-aircraft missile, which is a huge embarrassment for Israel and for the makers of the F-35, or as I like to call it, the Fireball F-35. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Robert in Kansas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I was listening earlier and had a caller in about the vaccines that destroyed his life, and he was talking about a certain effect taking place on the white boys. And I just want to say that if you look around the world and you look at what's going on in Europe or Canada, United States, Australia, it doesn't matter what white nation you look at, you will see that the Zog's primary goal is to destroy the white race. It's happening all over the world. And some people disagree with that, but if you look into this, you will see that it is systematic and it is worldwide, and it is an effort to get rid of the Nordic races, whether it be Asian or European, but they have a special disdain for the white straight male who still behaves as a male. And it's systematic.
Well, let me step in here for a little bit, because first of all, I have seen what you're talking about. I'm very alarmed about it, where all of a sudden white people are a target in this country. And there are liberals out there who are saying things about the white people that, if were said about any other ethnic group, would be denounced as hate speech and racism. And yet, for some reason, it's okay when it's the white people. I don't think the white people specifically are being targeted, though. I think the ultimate aim, as far as Israel is concerned, is a war between the Christians and Muslims to let both sides kill each other off and leave the world there for Israel to be in charge of.
Well, sir, I would say this, and I know you're not a religious man, but the devil hates all of mankind. Okay, he does. And he especially hates the apex. Okay? And it doesn't have to be the white race. It could be East Asian races, Korean, Japanese, Mandarin, Northern Chinese. It doesn't matter. They have a specific hate for any, I don't know how to say it, except the more capacity a people has, the more hate this entity has for them. And it's just something that if you look into it...
Okay, well, you've made your point. You've made your point here. And Robert, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Bob in Michigan. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Michael. It occurs to me that... I think there was three white males that were killed also at the same time as what's blowing up in the media.
I'm sorry, which event are we talking about?
The Trump phone call.
Oh, you're talking about the soldiers, yes.
Yeah, well, you know, this may be, it's going to sound white and racist, but if they're going to blow up every time, if somebody that's not white and not male, well, why even have them in the military? The white males have been in the military and done it for two centuries. I'm sorry,
well,
but that's the deal, pal.
It's all driven by politics, and it doesn't have to make sense, and very often it really doesn't make sense because the people who come up with these ideas about, you know, we're going to have girls in the Boy Scouts and the rest of it, they're thinking only in terms of their ideology and their agenda, and they don't really think things all the way through to what happens on the other end when the inevitable problems begin. So, again, this was just politics, and right now you have to figure the Democrats are desperate to find absolutely any way that they can throw the focus back onto Donald Trump, because this thing with the... Uranium One deal. This is very real. And all of us need to take these articles about the Uranium One deal and post them everywhere, email them to all your friends and family, and say, this is the real scandal. This is the real Russian collusion. And with the exception of Fox News, all the corporate media are dedicated to hiding it and trying to put the focus back on Donald Trump for his Russian collusion, which, again, there's no evidence. But in the Uranium One deal, there's plenty of evidence. There's all the paper trail. There's the uranium deal itself. There's the paperwork for the Clinton Foundation acknowledging the deposition of the depositing of the Russian money. So it is very real, and it should be investigated. And I know that Hillary and her people are going to fight that. They're going to threaten to bring down the entire government by revealing the narcocracy. But this is a very, very ugly time. And, I'd like to see it happen. And we know there's going to be something that will trigger that final collapse as it was in the Soviet Union.
Well said, sir. Thanks for your time.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Frank in North Carolina. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, comrade. I know I didn't dream this. I heard it on a show. They put out a lot of medical information. I think it's about a week or so ago. But the reason I bring it up, the source that they cited was what I recognized, I believe, to be a household name, but that they had conclusively drawn a connection between linking autism to vaccinations. And mm-hmm. I was just wondering, is there anything recent that came across your radar on that? New England Journal of Medicine, or I'm not saying that it was that, but it was just something that would strike you. Oh yeah, yeah, I'm familiar. You hear that name a lot. It was like a household name.
Well, there have been recent articles where the CDC came on out and did confirm that there was a problem with polio vaccines that were given out between 1955 and 1963. They were contaminated with a virus that causes cancer. There's another report that came on out that revealed that vaccines actually reduced your immunity as you moved into the future. And so there's a lot of other issues. As far as the autism case is concerned, the vaccine manufacturers are finally phasing out the mercury preservatives. Unfortunately, they're phasing in aluminum compounds that are neurologically even worse.
Okay, well, I'm not sure what it was I heard, but anyway, thank you.
All right, thank you. We're going to let you go. And the phone lines are all open now. So, now, we mentioned this the other day. I'd had a friend who was in Las Vegas on the day of the shooting, was there for the Consumer Electronics Show. And he mentioned this was being shown about there's a new revelation, a revolution in lithium batteries. And one of the Japanese companies is out there with one. And apparently researchers at Rice University in Houston, Texas, are looking at replacing lithium ion batteries with lithium air and lithium metal batteries coupled with an unlikely ingredient, asphalt, that will make the batteries charge faster and are less likely to short circuit. And in this case, they're talking about batteries that charge 20 times faster than before. And that is a major, major milestone on the way to making electric cars practical. I remember when the original Top Gear crew were poking fun at electric cars because you could only go so far and then you'd have to plug it into a power outlet for overnight. And yeah, it is an issue. Now, here in Hawaii, we do have parking spaces for electric cars with the little charging unit. You don't even have to pay for it right now. It's trying to build up the technology. But if you can get the batteries to charge that much faster, that's going to make electric cars practical. I would certainly consider getting one. All righty. Now then, let's take a phone call. Francis in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. Aloha to you both.
Aloha.
Hey, quick question for you. There was some comment about girls and Boy Scouts and whatever have you. Although I missed the general line or gist of that scenario, whatever happened to the Girl Scouts?
Oh, they're still out there, but the politically correct people are saying that the girls should be allowed into the Boy Scouts, and the Boy Scouts have actually agreed. And, of course, it may make the PC people very, very happy, but we all know what's going to happen. I mean, I'm sure by now they've come out with a condom wrapper that says, "Be prepared," the motto of the Boy Scouts.
We all know what's going to
happen somewhere down the road.
Well, I'll tell you something. I hate to say this, but I think that people are doing this this politically correct crap, or whatever you want to call it, need to take it and shove it. Because
I would agree with you on that. If you want to make the Girl Scouts more like the Boy Scouts, I have no problem with that. I mean, as it is, the Boy Scouts are not what they were back when I was in the Scouts myself. Back then, a Scout knife was an 8-inch sheath knife, okay? And that little toy knife with all the little tools on it, that was something that you had because you were going to be prepared. But that wasn't the Scout knife. A real Scout knife was an 8-inch hunting buck knife. And it had right on the blade, Boy Scouts of America. And, and we went out and we hiked and we hunted and we fished and we fed ourselves off the land. And that's what Boy Scouting was back when I was in it. So, anyway.
Well, the thing for the Girl Scouts, I mean, the aspect of saying that they can crisscross back and forth, excuse me, but there's a reason why they have the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts in their own I guess, I'm not going to say rank, but their own categorization, if you want to call it that, because there's various skills that that both sexes learn amongst themselves. And so,
yes,
in order to survive. So, they're complaining about transgenderism and whatnot and who knows what, or blurring the gender lines. Excuse me, but you're just propagating a problem that you're complaining about. So, who's kidding who?
Well, like I said, we all know what's going to happen when they start having the girls in the Boy Scouts. You know, sooner or later, some 9 months after a camping trip, there's going to be a new little tiny scout, and everybody's going to be pointing fingers over who's to blame for this, and you're going to see the feminists saying, see, it proves white males can't be controlled. You know, it takes two to tango. And at that age, hardly anybody is able to be controlled, despite what Margaret Mead said about Samoa.
Well, as far as Margaret Mead is concerned, that's a whole other ball of wax. And who knows how much they got paid to spout whatever they had to spew to start with. So I really can't talk about that individual in that person's entirety. But if people start using their common sense about this mess, if a child is going to end up getting pregnant, there's the question about who the dad is, as in who's your daddy, to the point of whether or not how the parents are going to handle that scenario if they find out their child is pregnant or their son's going to be a new daddy and mess up their whole scenario as far as their life goes, whether or not they go to college or not, whether they actually have to go into the workforce early or not before they ever graduate from high school. There's a whole domino effect in the whole mess. So,
well, you know what the PCers are going to say is send the girl on over to Planned Parenthood and just, you know, chop it up and sell it out the back door. Anyway, Francis, I need to let you go here. We're running out of time. We've got more callers to get to. Chris in Florida. Aloha, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. To answer the caller two calls ago about vaccine causing autism, I have so much information, a little bit. I have a bunch of points here, but I want to make sure I'm clear. Was he asking about a celebrity who is making that statement?
I think he mentioned something, not necessarily about a celebrity like a movie star, but an organization or an entity where you would say, oh, we have to take this seriously, like the AMA or the Lancet or something like that.
Well, let's see. I'll email you, or unless there's a better place, maybe Facebook. A bunch of National Institute of Health studies, published studies, indicating that autism is caused by thimerosal, which is the mercury compound adjuvant in vaccines.
Yes.
So there is the National Institutes of Health. I have about 15 or so studies there. Then there's Paul Offit, who, if you know who he was, according to his own website, quote, has been a member of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. There's a video of him actually admitting that vaccines cause autism, but you can't say that in a debate, he says. He urges it be kept quiet. And I'll send you that link as well.
Okay.
There are 83 cases as of 2011, if you look up this title of this article. It's 83 cases of autism associated with childhood.
Okay, Chris, sorry to cut on in, but we're coming up on the commercial break. I prefer that you email them to me using the address at the whatreallyhappened.com website. These days, I hardly ever go into Facebook anymore. So it would be much better if you send it through the address at the website, okay?
We'll do. The injury compensation of the federal vaccine court compensated 83 cases of autism associated with childhood vaccines. That's of 2011. So who knows how many have occurred since then. And a great place to...
Well, the real question is how many of these applications have they rejected based on that fraudulent CDC report that claimed to prove there was no link between vaccines and autism. The one that the lead author came on out and said it was a hoax, it was a fraud.
Exactly. That's covered in the Vaxxed documentary, Vaxxed from Cover Up the Catastrophe. And the single best resource I have is a list of links here in immunizations, vaccinations, autism, and Asperger's syndrome and related disorders at the links page at wearechangetampa.org. That's the links page at wearechangetampa.org, where I'm honored to be an organizer.
Okay, Chris, I got to let you go. Chris, we're at a commercial break. I got to let you go. Thank you for the information. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of the program today. And before I go back to the phones, I've got this one other story I want to get on out you. We have talked before about the La Palma volcano, especially the Cumbre Vieja, over there in the eastern Atlantic, and how that whole western side of the Cumbre Vieja is showing signs of slippage. Excuse me just a minute. Problem with having a mustache is you're constantly shedding into your own mouth. Anyway, talking about Cumbre Vieja, that whole western flank shows signs of slipping. There's huge cracks all over the top, and you can clearly see how the entire block of ground has slid down some, in some places, 5 feet. And it's very worrying. Well, apparently, experts are now saying that the magma is now moving underneath that volcano. They have the Volcanological Institute of the Canary Islands. They were responding to two separate seismic swarms in the area surrounding Cumbre Vieja. And they're saying that basically the area surrounding the local hotel, Taniqua Princess Hotel, has risen by about 1 centimeter to the south and 3.5 centimeters upward over the last year. This is basically they're using seismographs and tilt meters and GPS tracking. They're using the military-grade GPS tracking so they can see if the mountain is swelling, and now it is. And we need to be very, very concerned because on one hand, a new eruption could just weld that cone back together and all would be well. Or it could blow out the side the way Mount St. Helens did, send that mass of rocks into the ocean, and that would be a mega tsunami heading for the U.S. East Coast. And considering how punished it seems the United States has been of late, I'd be very worried. All right, back to the phones here. Bob in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind? Bob in Florida, are you there? Apparently not. Okay, Bob just dropped. Well, poo on Bob, what can I tell you? Apparently over in Great Britain, local councils have been accused of social cleansing by buying one-way tickets for homeless people to get them to leave town. Well, that happens here. In fact, there was a big stink some years ago when it came on out that small towns on the mainland who had only a few homeless people, they'd buy them one-way tickets to send them here to Hawaii, which is a liberal state. And it got to be a real ugly stink. Well, now Hawaii has another program where homeless people who can document that there is somebody willing to take them in on the mainland will be provided a one-way airfare ticket to get off the island. Because being out in the middle of the Pacific, it's not like the homeless can really go anywhere else. Somebody just posted a video where Barbara Walters accused Corey Feldman of damaging the entire Hollywood industry with his allegations about pedophilia. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. I got to finally get together with Jim Goddard after all these technical issues. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. He's got lots of stuff to share with you, and we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.